Jesus came to Capernaum with his followers, and on the Sabbath he entered the synagogue and taught. The people were astonished at his teaching, for he taught them as one having authority and not as the scribes. In their synagogue was a man with an unclean spirit. He cried out, "What have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." Jesus rebuked him and said, "Quiet, come out of him." The unclean spirit convulsed him and with a loud cry came out of him. All were amazed and asked one another, "What is this? A new teaching with authority. He commands even the unclean spirits, and they obey him." His fame spread everywhere throughout the whole region of Galilee. The Word of God, the Living Gospel. I begin with two stories. First, a friend gave to us a gift basket of various items from a reputable chocolate company. Of course, we were thrilled until we began to unpack the basket and open the various offerings of chocolate. Our delight turned to dismay when we discovered that the entire gift was 3/4 packaging. Inside each box was a single sample of the item. And some of these items were quite small indeed. I am sure that the basket cost a pretty penny. Such a paltry offering in a beautiful presentation. So much glitz and promise, so little substance. The second story. Years ago, professional golfer Arnie Palmer played a series of exhibition matches in Saudi Arabia. At the finish of the matches, the king was so impressed with Palmer's expertise that he desired to give Palmer a gift. Now Palmer, a multimillionaire in his own right, was embarrassed and he demurred, saying, "It really isn't necessary. I just enjoyed meeting your people and playing in your country." The king expressed extreme displeasure at Palmer's refusal. Not wanting to displease the king, Arnie said, "Well, how about a golf club? I can always use an extra one. That would be a nice memento of my visit here." The following day, a messenger delivered to Palmer's hotel room the deed to a golf club. A golf club of 36 holes, trees, lakes, buildings. Such a contrast in the quality of gifts. One shrank expectations, the other far exceeded expectations. One images false promises and greed. The other images graciousness, abundance, a willingness to share. No need for me to point out which of the two images God better. We have just celebrated the season of gifts, calling to mind the greatest gift ever given. And this gift, Emmanuel, the Word made flesh, given so lavishly by a gracious God, is not one of false promises and glitzy packaging. This is a gift of substance. Jesus comes with the promise of life and life in abundance for all people and in all situations, as evidenced in Mark's account of Jesus casting out the casting out of the demons. In the coming weeks before the season of Lent, Mark will keep before us in various ways the powerful gift of God given to us so freely and unconditionally. May we keep our eyes open to the abundance spread daily before us.